Thank you, Penny. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. It's rough when you're doing a sermon series on the I Am statements, and the passage that comes up on Palm Sunday is the one most commonly used at funerals. Here we are on the Sunday preparing ourselves for Holy Week, preparing ourselves for the sacrifice made, and lo and behold, in a God moment, there's the funeral passage. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, would I tell you that I go to prepare a place for you? Jesus is preparing his disciples, continuing to prepare his disciples for his departure. Scholars call this whole passage, this whole part of the Gospels, the farewell discourse. And some things to remember about the farewell discourse is that it is not written for those who are new to the faith. It is written as a family conversation. This is Jesus talking to his brothers, saying, I won't be here forever. As a matter of fact, my time with you is short, and you have to go on without me. So he tells his disciples, he says, I am going before you to prepare a place for you, and you know the way to get there. And the disciples, God loved the disciples, they said, but we don't know the way. How many people have made that comment themselves? Somebody says, you know what you're doing, you know where you're going, and I don't know where I'm going. I don't know the way. And Jesus tells them, I am the way and the truth and the life. Now, a passage that is most commonly used, at least in our circles, a passage that is most commonly used at those times of greatest grief to bring comfort and hope that this is not the end, that there is a life thereafter that our Lord has gone to prepare, has also historically been used to exclude those who are not baptized into the Christian faith. Some who would say, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and therefore, if you're not baptized a Christian and don't believe that he said that and don't believe that he is the way, well, then sorry. Get your marshmallows ready because you're going to the great fire in the pit. But that's not what this is about. That is not what this passage is about. This passage, like I said, is a family conversation. It's Big Brother, who knows he's going to die, saying, hey, my time is limited. This is what you need to know before I leave you for good. This is what you need to know to be able to continue the ministry after I'm not here leading you, holding your hands as you're walking along like we do with toddlers. So how do we use this passage? How do we use this line, I am the way, the truth, and the life? We hold on to this to be true. We hold this to be something we believe deeply. Jesus is the way. So how do we use it to reach out to people who are not here? It has been said that if the church is going to use this passage to talk about Jesus' relationship to those who do not claim him as their way, then we can only do so from the place of our experience, in reference to our own experience. In that age-old thing, one can only speak from their own experience, and really you shouldn't make assumptions because you know what they say when you assume things. You can't make assumptions about someone else's experience or, for that matter, even their lack of experience. Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. I may not be walking this earth with you much longer. In fact, it's only about another 4 days. But I go to prepare a place for you to come join me when that last day comes and when I return. You don't walk this way alone. I may not be here in body. I may not be here breaking bread with you. I may not be here preaching on the mountain. I may not be here feeding the masses. But I am with you, and I go before you, just as I've always done. He goes to prepare home. Home. What a thing that is. Home, not just a physical place. It's more than that. It's not just bricks and mortar and beams and drywall and plaster and curtains and rugs and furniture. It's not just a piece of property. It's a feeling, an experience. I made the comment on Wednesday night after my 280 round trip drive from Detroit and back again. I said, by golly, it's nice to be able to come home to you guys. Home. So what if church was home? Can it be that the church is the place that offers warmth and safety and security and love and hospitality? Can it be the place where our souls are fed by rest and serenity, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, generosity, and above all, the Spirit? Can the church, this church, be home for those who are homeless? I don't mean those who don't have an address for their mail to go to. I mean those who don't have a place of refuge for their spirits. I know we can. I know because I've experienced it. It's hard. It is so hard. But what Jesus is telling his disciples is to trust him. And he says, if you can't trust the words that are coming out of my mouth right now, and if it gets hard to believe the words I'm saying, then you look back and you see the things I've done and you trust the deeds you've watched me do. Because, my friends, as we all know, actions speak louder than words. We know our home is in Christ. We know that Christ is what combines us and holds us together. And it's not easy. It is not fun. Above all, it's painful. It would be much easier to go, but I don't want to. I don't want to figure out how to do this without you. I don't want to go sit with you in the garden while you're praying the night before you are killed. I don't want to. You know, Lydia is a constant fixture in my sermons of late. God bless that child. It's spring break. Start of spring break. And we get home from the Relay for Life Easter egg hunt yesterday. And I says, well, Lydia, you haven't done any reading today. Why don't you go get your book? I don't wanna. Looked at her, I don't care. Miles, do your reading this break, okay? Mm-hmm. But I don't want to is never good enough. Because we're not called to do I don't want to. We're called to do it anyway. So maybe the way we are to be home for the church homeless is to lead by example. We know our home in Christ. Perhaps then we lead by example for those who don't know. Perhaps our actions that speak louder than words are that we live out there what we practice in here. Maybe we reach out to those who don't believe or have forgotten how to. Maybe we don't condemn those who are different, who believe differently, who act differently, but instead open our arms to them and welcome them home because we know we were welcomed home first. As we go into this week, remember, he did it for us. He didn't have to. He chose to. The very least we can do is follow the example he set. Amen.